This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Nigeria's anti-police protesters have remained on the streets in Lagos, breaking the government curfew following a night of chaotic violence in which demonstrators were fired upon. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Police open fire as protesters continue to demonstrate against police brutality in Nigeria. Amnesty International said late Tuesday there was credible but disturbing evidence that security forces had fatally shot protesters who were demonstrating against police despite a new curfew being imposed. One protester has told the Associated Press that his brother was shot and killed in the previous day's demonstrations and that he himself had taken a bullet in the leg. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The hostage situation at a bank in Georgia's Zugdidi continues, with media reports quoting police who say one of the 20 hostages, a pregnant woman, was released. Negotiations were underway with the unidentified masked gunman who was wearing a military uniform. A local TV channel said he was demanding $500,000. The gunman gave police 2 hours to meet his demands, but the deadline expired without further developments. The biggest party in Malaysia's ruling alliance Wednesday called for a, quote, political ceasefire, end quote, to help tackle a new surge in coronavirus infections, a week after saying it was considering withdrawing support for the government. Prime Minister Muhyiddin Yassin faces a challenge from opposition leader Anwar Ibrahim, who met Malaysia's king last week in a bid to prove he has majority support from lawmakers to form a new government. Muhyiddin has since been in talks for a possible cabinet reshuffle to add more members from the United Malaysia National Organization, his coalition's largest party. This is VOA News.